going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So a couple things on the House settlement. One is I expect most collectives to go away, including Memphis. I think Memphis wants to run everything through their department. They may hire an NIL specialist or something along those lines. So there's some very fundamental differences coming to NIL above board. Obviously, I'll explain it. Basically, revenue sharing is going to replace the NIL that we know, right? Because what NIL is right now, Jason, as you and I both know, is pay for play. It's just these places are just throwing crazy amounts of money at these kids. It's not about marketing or like taking a, you know, doing a social media post or Gatorade. Like, it's just like they're getting paid to play and or do an appearance fee, you know, for $2 million, right? So that's about to change. So most places, from the people that I've talked to, are expected to do these Power Five schools get, you know, or everybody can do up to 20.5. Power Five schools will hit that mark. Memphis, as you mentioned, will probably come in around half of that. So that's kind of the gauge: 75% for football, 15% for football, 5, 5, 5, with whatever's left for the rest of your athletic department. That's the people that I've talked to. That's what they expect. That's why there are going to be lawsuits, right, about Title IX. Because it's not going to be distributed equally, obviously, because more certain sports, football, is the most important. They're going to get the most money. NIL is now going to be siphoned through Deloitte. So every NIL deal that gets reached, there's revenue sharing and then there's NIL. Right now, it's just NIL. But now, moving forward, it's going to be revenue sharing and NIL. But the difference here is that every NIL deal over $600 has to be sent to Deloitte, who has to approve it as fair market value. So basically what that means is Arkansas and Tyson Chicken can't just say to Darius Acuff, we want to write you a check for $3 million to post about our chicken because it's not fair market value. It's nobody else is doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to change. Collectives, they're not needed in the same way because the school is going to pay. And that's what I'm trying to explain. NIL, as we know it, is going to now the money is just coming from the school now as part of that revenue, as opposed to right now it's all collective. It's all NIL. That's what's fundamentally changing. So the days of NIL, $2 million, $3 million, those days are over. They're going to get the same amounts from schools because of the revenue sharing, so the bigger schools will pay more. That's not going to change. But it's just like the days of an NIL guy getting a $1.5 million. Those will cease to exist because they have to be real NIL deals now because Deloitte is going to have to approve them. You can't, you know, you're going to have a campaign. You're going to have to do things. You're going to have to, post this, that, the other. What it was supposed to be initially, it never was, right? That's what's going to be fundamentally different. The money is going to come from a different source, which means these collectives will mostly be phased out. it'll come through the school instead. I don't know that that's great news for Memphis basketball here, because you have a dedicated collective. And if these schools are going 75-15, we already know Memphis, we've talked about how they don't have as much money. You know, I worry about that piece of it a little bit. That's what I'd be interested to get Ed Scott's thoughts on, is like, how do you plan to distribute the revenue that you have? Mm-hmm. You know, have you guys, I would hope you guys have thought about it, because we've known that this has been coming. So that's the fundamental. I don't know that the money's going to change. It's just like the distribution of it. It's going to come from the school as opposed to these collectives. And I think, you know, the idea here is that Memphis Collective will cease to exist. I don't have that 100%, but that's been talked about.
We'll await the white smoke from the University of Memphis Athletic Department to let us know how it's all going to look.
Because honestly, it's hugely important. Like, I mean,
it's not up to us to speculate on how it should. You know,
very fair. Yeah.
On what we think this is going to look at. This is now the job, and like you said, they've had weeks to prepare for this, and Ed's been saying
exactly.
They were going to be at the halfway point,
exactly.
He thought or hoped to be,
yes,
for weeks now, for months, almost going back. So, $10 million, whatever it is,
yep.
You've had time to put this together,
right?
And now it's time to come out and talk about what it's going to look
that's
like.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's just where they're at now.
So now the good news is, you know, you have the FedEx thing, right? So you still have that. It's $5 million a year, isn't it?
For four more.
Yeah. So $5 million a year plus. You know, those will all get approved through Deloitte. Those are legitimate, you know, appointments, right, or engagements, mm-hmm. because it's FedEx. So that's easy. So you have $15 million to work with as an athletic department. You know, that's pretty good, honestly. That's just they have more than that, but that's a pretty good starting point. You know, to compete and to be competitive. But I'm mostly interested in, is it going to be a 75-15 deal with men's basketball and football? Is it going to be 70-20-65, you're like what?
But you're saying that Bluff City Collective eventually will go away.
That is my understanding. The last time that
immediately,
yeah,
but eventually,
yeah, like and because again, the University of Memphis wants to yes, they want to handle like you know one, which I do understand, but you know it's good to have a basketball collective if you're a fan of the basketball program. Because
you need it if you're going to try to continue
right.
to meet national
exactly.
expectations, it sounds
exactly.
like, because with the way this is going to go.
Yes. Yes.
That money's going to need to be funneled over. A lot of that money's going to need to be funneled over.
It's possible
football.
That I'm speaking out of turn, but the last time that I was I broached the subject with somebody, it was the idea that, you know, de-emphasized or whatever the case you want to say, like just an idea and a thought that it would not be nearly as prominent at the very least.
But will it be – it'll still be legal. Right? And if
NIL
it's necessary.
Will be, yes. NIL will be legal.
I'm
yes.
saying these collectives
yeah, they'll be legal
to the
for
side.
Sure. Yes.
And if it's necessary for
yes.
programs like Memphis
yes.
that will need that extra if it wants to continue. You just said you take this away, then things start to get, you know, you start to wonder, what's the percentage for Memphis basketball in terms of what it'll get compared to what it's always gotten historically,
absolutely.
How it's been treated. Can you continue to fund it like it's the front porch? But if you keep a collective there that can help and support,
yes.
Oh, and when you get a PJ Haggerty, hey, we can come up with $3 million, so we can keep this one. I mean, I would think it's for a Memphis in particular.
Exactly.
It's necessary.
Well, yeah, because
if you're losing that, then you're in real trouble.
Colorado already did this, right? Colorado did away with their collective in January ahead of the house settlement. They're like, we want to have one convenient place where people can give. And it's just through us, and we don't have to deal with anybody else. It's University of Memphis or you know whoever, right? The school only, but you it depends. Like,
but yeah,
like let's just say I'm a basketball fan, right? I'm a fan of Memphis basketball. I don't care about. I'm just using a hypothetical. I don't care about Memphis
yep.
football. I don't care about it.
I was in the Big 12 though.
Yeah, I want to give to Memphis basketball. I want my money to go to basketball. I don't want you to take my money and distribute it 75% of it to football, and then give this basketball 10%. I want this money only to go towards basketball. So that's where a basketball collective is great, in that if it's really what you care about and it's what you're passionate about, it goes right to that. When you give to Memphis, your funds become their discretion. When you give to the school, I'm saying Memphis, but when you give to the school,
mm-hmm.
it becomes their discretion. And again, if I'm a basketball lifer, I don't really care about the football program. I don't really care about the Olympic sports. I care about Memphis basketball. So what does that do for somebody like me? Does it make me want to give more, or does it make me want to give less? It makes me want to give less because I know my money is going to go. Now, like, you know, people would say, well, you know, it should be about the whole university. I don't care about the whole university. I'm a fan of Memphis basketball. I want the basketball program to be elite. I don't care about the rest. Now, I'm not just saying that for me. I'm just saying a hypothetical. That's what that could create. There could be some of that. If you're a football person, right? I want to give to football. I don't want to give to Memphis. I don't care about Memphis basketball. We can play that game. So it's like, does that make me want to give more or less? I don't know. Maybe that's like a very stupid way of thinking about
it. I just don't know why you would allow it to go away here with Memphis basketball's history, knowing you want to keep it as funded as you can. Sure, maybe you say, yeah, ideally we'd like to be Colorado where it's all running through us, but you're different. You have a basketball history here. Typically, exactly. Basketball doesn't run the front porches or of athletic departments. It has here historically. And so any help, so long as it's legal, why wouldn't you have a collective to complement what you've got, to complement whatever you're going to give them, frankly, not to come to offset in case, again, you're giving a ton of that $10 million in revenue sharing to the football side of it.
Yep.
Memphis is the perfect sort of, the ideal sort of program where you would want to keep that collective around just for men's basketball because, again, here's it has operated separately historically.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, why you would want to do away with that? Doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
But to capitalize on the folks, Memphis donors have been come up that way for a long time. Hey, I want to give to basketball. That's my thing. Basketball's my thing. And you just continue to be able to capitalize on that. You don't let that go away.
I personally would not.
Threaten that.
I understand that Memphis, you know, is at a place where they just want to streamline it and they want to make it easier. I respect that. But I think you have to be a little sensitive to, you know, the sensibilities of Memphians, you know, like everybody doesn't care about everything. Like I think a lot of schools, it's like, I just love that school. I just love Ohio State. I want Ohio State to be great in everything. I just love LSU. I'll give everything to LSU. At Memphis, it's going to be like, I might care about football. I might not. I might care about basketball. I might not.
Fred cared enough to pay enough to be winning conference titles. I'm sick of this mess.
We haven't even talked
Fred
about
it. Fred Smith cared enough on the football side to pump in a bunch of money that should be winning conference titles right now.
Stadium and so, NIL.
Yeah, with all due respect to every single donor that's put in money over there on that back, you got enough on the football side now to where you should be doing better than you're doing.
Yeah.
And that was a hell of a waste of the first year of it.
It was.
Finish fourth.
It was.
And you're getting the majority of the $5 million.
That's right. There's no question.
Per year.
We
not
even,
based on how you on performance.
It should be.
The five's coming every year. I mean, there's a football fan right there. He backed it up.
I mean, you have to.
He's giving you the keys, and you can't even unlock it.
At some point, you have to ask, like, is this a good investment? You know?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to keep paying bad money.
That's right. Throwing good money at bad, man. I hate that. I really do.
That's what you turn it into. You turn it into bad money. You keep paying this contract. It keeps adding a year. And you get nothing out of it.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. So, look, it's a real thing. And we haven't even got, by the way, talked about Title IX lawsuits because them folks ain't getting nothing. Like, the women's basketball programs ain't getting nothing compared to football and men's basketball, you know, and let alone anything else. Right?
Yeah, I mean, how does that just lay down? All of a sudden, Title IX's not.
No, it won't. They're going to court.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I read something today where schools have, like, set aside up to $20 million for the lawsuits. Like they're prepared, they're ready to fight. So I don't know how you do that because you can't give women's basketball the same as you're giving football. So I don't know how you square that. That's why they're gonna fight it out in court. You know, they're gonna have to figure that whole thing out, man. Yeah. So anyway, there's some parts of it I believe like you can offer multi-year contracts now. Those would not be legally binding because, you know, they're not legally binding.
Collective bargaining agreement.
But at least you can, like, there's a world where had this existed 2 years ago, you could have negotiated with P.J. Haggerty. We'll give you $800 for the first year. You know, if year two could escalate to, you know, $1.5 million. Just, you know, whatever.
But then what did Nico have? I thought he had a four-year deal.
No, he did. That's true. He did have a four-year deal. So, there's not much difference.
The scholarships changed. We officially went up to 15 in basketball.
Yeah.
Football, I guess Ryan doesn't have to worry anymore. I'd read that story from Bonner over the Daily Memphian about guys he's going to have to cut or not.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum scholarships have gone from 85 to 105, but they've decreased the roster limit from 120 to 105. However, those folks that you would have had to cut are going to be grandfathered in for the rest of their college eligibility.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.